The mystery surrounding the death of British businessman Neil Heywood in China has prompted the UK government to ask Beijing for a full investigation free from political interference. Mr. Heywood was in the city of Chongqing when he died, and now his death has been linked to a huge scandal within the Chinese Communist Party. Our diplomatic correspondent James Robbins has the story.
The Prime Minister with the man ranked number 5 in China's political hierarchy, Li Changchun.
Well, Mr. Li, can I warmly welcome you to number 10 Downing Street?
A first chance for Britain to send a clear message directly to the Chinese leadership. Britain expects a complete and convincing explanation of Neil Heywood's death. What really happened at this hotel on the edge of the city of Chongqing last November? It's here that the body of the British businessman was discovered. At first, the Chinese said Neil Heywood had died of excessive alcohol. He was very close to this man, Bo Xilai, rising political leader, now brought down by accusations that his wife was involved in murdering Mr. Heywood. In the Commons, the Foreign Secretary was accused of reacting far too slowly to the changing stories from China. But William Hague insists that's not the case.
We have asked for, we have demanded an investigation. The Chinese authorities have agreed to conduct such an investigation. There's been a further discussion about that this afternoon between my right honourable friend, the Prime Minister, and the visiting member of the Politburo, Mr. Li Changchun, who I will also meet shortly. And so we are pursuing this extremely carefully but vigorously.
But the Foreign Office is also having to explain this, a meeting between British Minister Jeremy Brown and the now disgraced Bo Xilai on the day Britain first heard of Mr. Heywood's death. Although all this was going on in the same city, Chongqing, the government insists there was nothing initially to suggest there was anything suspicious, no reason to tell the minister. But it's uncomfortable as Britain piles pressure on the Chinese to reveal the full truth. The message from Britain to China is now unusually blunt. The government, by insisting that the Chinese investigation into Neil Heywood's death must be free from political interference and must expose the truth, seems to be suggesting that it has real fears the precise opposite could be the outcome. James Robbins, BBC News, Downing Street.